more Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Nuclear scientist Gary Eller moved to Nampa 17 years ago after a 30-year career at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He grew up in rural West Virginia with a strong music tradition of regional historic music. Well, now a retiree, he began playing bluegrass and old time with Idaho musicians. He wanted to learn historic songs from his new home, but no one was playing them. He used his skills as a scientist to scour archives, libraries, and museums for historic Idaho songs from a time before radio and records came here. Eller has authored 19 books about the songs with recordings. His work is on the shelves of the Library of Congress. He was also awarded the Governor's Award for Support of the Arts in 2020. Arlie Sommer brings the story of the Idaho Songs Project to this episode of the Expressive Idaho series.
Some people call me a musical archaeologist. I love the thrill of the search, of the hunt. Aha, I can't believe I just found that. That's as much fun as playing the music to me. My name is Gary Eller, and we're here at Pickles Butte, Idaho. Played music all my life, especially love story songs, event ballads. Story songs give a view of history from the bottom up, and that's a view that's different from a professional historian's view from 30,000 feet looking down. Many of the things I've found have been in hanging folders in libraries, large and small. Anything after 1923 to me is a modern song. Radio came to Idaho. Mass recordings were available to ordinary people. At that point, nobody had collected Idaho songs as they had in the other 47 states in the country. And so I think the Idaho musicians would hear a song on the radio and say, boy, they must be good. They're on the radio. Or they hear a record by the Carter family of Virginia. And they said, they must be really good. Nobody's recorded us. And after about two generations, the chain of custody of Idaho songs was lost. The primary purpose of the Idaho Songs Project is to collect, interpret, and preserve free radio era songs that shed light on the culture of early Idaho. I know that I'm connecting with audiences. I see good reactions, and they have good questions afterwards. Then I know that I'm fulfilling part of the preservation part, because people will take those songs home with them. And if they become earworms, yay. Good people, have you heard of late the song of Bearley County? One of the songs I sang was a song written in probably the 1870s about the Bear Lake Monster, the serpent monster in Bear Lake. None of those people had ever heard that song. They thought it was great, you know? They all knew about the Bear Lake Monster, but they never heard a song about that guy. They're mustering all the forces there, this possible to rally. Drilling them both night and day, in spite of Uncle Sam, to put a fearsome monster down at first they thought was sham. It's a parody, and the monster is either the federal government as seen by the Mormons, or the Mormons as seen by the Gentiles. So it's really a great folk song, because you can interpret, it's like a Bob Dylan song, you can make it whatever you want it to be. That song I found in an obscure local history publication that had very limited distribution. It's something you would never find. You never know where a song like that's going to show up. It's probably not going to be on the internet. And there's a line in there about the telegraph can't near compare with the speed of locomotion. Why, bless my soul, you can't say squat until it's crossed the ocean. This fish lays part in Utah, part in Idaho. Which one claims most of him, I don't pretend to know. So the state line goes right through the lake. I find a song that's obscure. I'm after the ones that are in danger of being lost. And then I write booklets with songs recorded as part of the booklet. And then those get preserved in major libraries, university libraries here in Idaho, and the Library of Congress. And the secondary purpose when I can't find songs, is to find a singer-songwriter around Idaho that knows the subject matter to come up with a song on that subject. If I can't find a subject matter singer-songwriter, then the job falls to me to create the song.
A slave in old Kentucky, Lincoln set her free. With old Judge Gray, she made her way.
So I found this in a hanging folder at the state archives, the story about Aunt Vinnie Moulton. She was a liberated slave. In 1867, she walked out with a Oregon Trail wagon train. She got to where you can look down and see the trees in Boise. And she said, that's it, I'm not going any further. This is it.
Could walk no more. She spied a bit of heaven. She would be at the City of Trees after 1867.
So that was the story in the state archives that I read. And I always learn a lot when I do research on these songs and try to talk to people that know what they're talking about. And I passed it by one of my African-American friends. He says, well, maybe she saw trees, but the real reason she stopped was because it was illegal at the time for blacks to go into Oregon. That's the danger of writing about somebody outside of your own culture. You can be easily blinded to the real realities out there. So either you think that you believe that having those kinds of insights into your history is worth remembering, or you don't. I happen to think it's worth understanding where you came from. There's magic in telling history through music.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.